Jesus, just sit right here, there's a little room over here. They think of Jesus with 12 guys, right? That's what we think of when we think of the disciples, right? Yeah. Well, the Gospels tell us that in fact, it was way more than 12. There were times when there were thousands of disciples. Remember the loaves and the fish when Jesus broke the bread and fed like 4,000, 5,000, 10,000 people? And it said in that gospel that there were women and children in the crowd with Jesus, his disciples. And the disciples tried to shoo him away. They said, what are we going to do? We can't feed all these people. So clearly they were part of Jesus' family, his community. And we hear a similar thing in today's gospel. They were bringing children to Jesus, and he was placing his hands on them and blessing them. Now that gesture meant more in Jesus' time than it means now, although it is the gesture we use to ordain priests. And Jesus, when he put his hands on those children, that's the same symbol that is used for a father to claim a daughter or a son as his own. That's the symbol that Joseph would have used to claim Jesus as his adopted son. And so maybe the reason the disciples were shooing him away is, once Jesus blessed them, they belonged to the community of disciples. They had to feed and clothe them. They were Jesus' own children and part of the family of Jesus. And maybe there were street kids in there, kids who didn't have a home, didn't have any food, didn't have very good clothes. And now the community of disciples would have had to take care of them. And maybe that was the real miracle. The homeless and hurting kids found a home in the heart of Jesus, which is the only true home for a kid. Now that miracle that happened in today's gospel, well, we think that's the miracle, maybe, maybe that's the miracle that started Boys Town. You see, when Father Flanagan started his work, he didn't start with kids. He started with adults. You guys remember that, right? He started homeless shelters for men. And then the kids started showing up. And he just couldn't turn them away. First there was one 12-year-old boy. And then there were 50. Because street kids are smart, right? They told each other, there's a soft-hearted Irish guy that's feeding people. Go get a sandwich. So on his steps of his men's shelter at noon, he had 50 boys. They said a prayer. He taught them a little bit of American history. He fed them with sandwiches. Then they played baseball on a little abandoned lot. They had one ball, one bat, one glove. If they hit the ball way out into the street, what did they have to do? Go get the ball. It's the only ball they had, right? So what happened inside of Father Flanagan, though, was the miracle, we think. Father Flanagan made room for those boys in his heart. And that's the only true home for a child. We think that that might just be one of Father Flanagan's miracles. The church will have to decide. And why is this the time that Father Flanagan's being held up for heroic virtue? Well, you guys may not know it, but you adults know that there's some things going on in the church with the way priests are perceived. Across the world, not just America, a very small number of priests have hurt kids instead of healing them and blessing them, putting a curse on them instead of a blessing. And maybe now's the time for the church to hold up people like Father Flanagan, who make room for children in their hearts. Maybe that's the very miracle the church needs today. So today we call Father Flanagan a servant of God. Don't you guys want to be a servant of God someday? Yeah, so does everybody. And so maybe the church is holding up Father Flanagan today because it wants more people to open their hearts to children, especially the hurting children, the homeless children, the ones who need it the most. And we can then live out more faithfully the words of Jesus in today's gospel. Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them. For it is to just such as these the kingdom of God belongs. Good job, you guys.